Welcome back to episode 6 of the From Gossip to Growth podcast. This is part 5 of our 7 steps on how to eradicate workplace gossip. And please take a listen. And if you've got any questions, you've got any thoughts on the matter, please come share with us in the Facebook community. The link is in the show notes below. The aim of this podcast is really just to equip you to implement some strategies that you can eradicate workplace gossip. But more than just eradicating workplace gossip, to create a culture in which you and your employees and your team can get along and respect each other and just actually enjoy coming to work. So please go and listen to parts 1 to 4 if you've not had an opportunity yet. Please do not skip ahead and start with part 5. That won't work. These steps are meant to be followed in order, in sequential order. So please go and listen to those episodes first and then come back and listen to part 5, which is this episode. Now let's jump in and I'll share with you the next step. Are you struggling with gossip in your workplace? And have you tried multiple different strategies but nothing seems to work? Perhaps you're aware of the gossip, but you don't like conflict. You feel like you don't have the time to deal with it, or you simply believe that they are adults and should be able to deal with this themselves. You are not alone. Many leaders have come to accept office gossip as the norm. Hey, I'm Rika Whelan, workplace gossip strategist, and I have got good news for you. It doesn't have to be the norm, and you can eradicate workplace gossip without the drama and the stress. How, I hear you asking? Well, you're in the right place. On this podcast, I'll share strategies that you can implement on a daily basis to transform your workplace culture and take your team from toxic to thriving and from gossip to growth. Grab your favorite beverage and a notebook and pen, and let's get started. After performance management, then it goes to E, which is environment. So in this space, you're going to sit with your leadership team, you're going to sit actually with your whole team, and you're going to talk about what is the ideal environment that everyone wants in this workplace. What is it? Does that look like friendly Fridays? Does that look like everybody loves coming to work? Does that look like, I don't know, it can look like anything. I mean, it's your opportunity to create the environment, the workplace culture environment, the positive environment, the growth environment that you want, because you've now gotten rid of all the gossipers through performance management or through termination, or everyone is now on board with no gossiping. So as soon as you can get rid of that no gossip, it means that you can start creating the environment that you want. Okay, and so include everyone in that and say, okay, guys, this is a new era for us as an organization or as a department. What do we want our environment to be? This is it. We can create this right now. And then so come up with those systems where you can create this environment. And again, it can be anything you want it to be. And culture is more than just friendly Fridays. I know that, but I'm just using that as an example to show you that, okay, Maybe there's an employee that says, I want there to be a feedback culture. I want to be able to give leaders feedback. Or maybe somebody else says that I want there to be annual goals because I have no goals. I don't know what I'm working for every year or every quarter or whatever they might be or not be. So I know, you know, culture goes deep into leadership, into role modeling, into what's acceptable and not acceptable. But it's tangible and intangible. So that's maybe two ways you can think about it. Is think about the tangible things like your friendly Fridays or your once a month somebody brings in a cultural dish or whatever like that. And then your intangible things, which are the things you can't touch, like having respect for each other, having a feedback culture and things like that. So think about it in two ways.
Okay, so that was the end of step 5. Where you will go and determine exactly what is this tangible and intangible culture that you want. Now, something that I just want to add additionally is that remember that there are something called the unwritten rules. And so what we're doing in the first instance is we're creating the written rules for what the culture will be and what the expectations will be. And as time goes on and more individuals are enjoying your organization, Then things like the unwritten rules might come into play. And those are things that are not written down. Those are the little things that people start doing that are out of the norm, that are out of the things that have been written down. And as a leader, it really is your job and those that of your leadership team to start picking up on these cues and these unwritten rules and these things that are people are that these things that people are doing to ensure that they don't go against the grain of the written rules. And it sounds really silly, like the rules, like, because I know that, you know, we're working in an organization and we don't want to micromanage people, but basically it's just the written down version of the expectation of the culture. And this is something that you can then share with every single new person coming on board. So that's why you're going to write down what are the tangible and intangible things. And you can make it fun, like make big posters of it, have your team do some brainstorming. You can do it in a team meeting where they can come up with different posters and you can put it on a big wall or a learning wall or a visual wall that you want to share and keep in your staff room, for example, for everyone to see. And it's a good memory of that team building that came from writing down exactly what it is that people are going to be, you know, those tangible and intangible things. So I've said it in a couple of the episodes, but make it fun. It doesn't have to be this downright dirty topic that we don't want to talk about. This is a fun, this is really one of the fun things that you can do with your team. Okay. So I look forward to sharing the next episode with you, and the next episode will actually come out on Thursday. So that's only in 2 days' time, which is exciting. And now I have kept you on a little line with this episode coming out only a week after the previous one. But I won't keep you waiting that long. The next one's coming out on Thursday. And then the final step, step seven, will come out next Tuesday. So you don't have to wait that long. And for those listening after this has been released, you can directly go and listen to the episode. So you don't have to wait, which is a bargain. Now, I look forward to chatting with you then. See ya. Hey, I hope you enjoyed that episode. I had such a great time recording that just for you. It would bless me big if you could please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and make sure you follow or subscribe to the podcast so that you are notified when a new episode launches. And then finally, join the free Facebook community. Simply go to gossiptogrowth.com for more information. I look forward to chatting with you in the next episode.